Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
What's up, Tree? How you feeling today, Misty?
Man, I'm feeling great. I am. I'm feeling amazing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm feeling good, but I'm going to tell y'all, I'm feeling good because I'm finishing up my strawberries. So I'm going to let Misty do her thing. And talk to y'all a little bit while I finish up these strawberries. Forgive me, but they good, y'all. Go ahead, Chad.
We're going to talk about all the scoring from the NBA games and stuff, who got put in, who got put out, all the games that's left. The East, the games that's in the East, the first round is final. We have all the winners and losers from that. We just waiting on the West, three teams out the West. We just waiting for them. And we're going to also talk about the Nationals, how bad they're doing and what they need to do to improve themselves. And we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and these Packers and everything that's going on in the NFL. We're going to address all of these issues as soon as we come back from this quick break. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number. Tell somebody while we're, you know, on this little break. Call somebody and tell them, we on the corner. Kale's corner.
Take the clothes off my back and I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know.
Them strawberries did it, did what they were supposed to do. These NBA finals, these playoffs, this round one of the Eastern Conference. Now, I will admit, I'm only really getting into the Western game as far as watching the live game on the weekend. because it is impossible for your boy to stay up during the week. I'm serious, y'all. 5 o'clock just right. comes too early. I'm sorry. So with that being said, I hope that the refereeing is much better with these West Coast games than they have been on these East Coast games. Because I'm telling you, let's bring my brother in first. Let's bring him on in, because I know he got something to say about it, because we discuss these things. Let me tell you
the score. Okay, so Washington was put out. Philly beat.
Right.
New York was put out. Atlanta Hawks beat them. We already know Milwaukee swept Miami. And Brooklyn beat Boston in five. Everybody got beat in five except for Miami. And Utah, for the Western, just, you know, sidebar, Utah beat Memphis in 5-2. But we have the rest of the games still at 5, you know, 3-2. Like Dallas over the Clippers, they 3-2. Denver over Portland, 3-2. And Phoenix over LA, the Lakers. So we just wait on those games so we can match everybody up to start the second round.
What would you have to say, man?
Huh?
Ted, I was telling Ted to come on. He must have got his phone on mute.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, I'm blessed. I was just waiting Lady CKG to get through.
Okay.
Okay. What's happening?
None. Good evening. Thank you for having me. Wow. man.
Right. A lot.
Yeah. Indeed. It truly is. But I'm impressed with the playoffs. You know. Some teams I'm not really surprised of, but I am surprised of some individuals, you know, that they some
which
did
team
step
you
up
surprised
some
that
did
lost
step
team?
Up.
Huh? Which team you surprised that lost? Which teams are you surprised that having trouble and lost? Completely lost.
Well, actually, the Atlanta New York series. I'm gonna touch real
yeah.
quick. I'm gonna touch on that. Like I was saying before, Randall didn't step up. He just didn't show up. So I don't know what was going on with him, you know, because
right.
he had the other team. They was playing. They was bagging him up. Regardless of what OB Duke was doing, he got other cast of characters that was trying to go hard, you
right.
know. And if you saw that game, how ridiculous he looked, like I say, it was like he playing AAU, man. He going for a layup,
yeah.
and he left him. And you going on your strong side. Why are you trying to do some type of flippy flip stuff? Go and slam that ball on that dude. Or at least go to the layup, you know. So I'm just disappointed at how Randall showed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then, like y'all say, Atlanta is a surprise, but not a surprise. They just had injuries because they had young players that was balling already, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not too surprised about Atlanta whooping them like that. But, I'm surprised for them whooping them like that, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, and then as far as Milwaukee and the Brooklyn matchup, I wish it was for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Not for this, you know, the second round. It needs to be to see who's going to take this Eastern. And then also with that, I feel whoever wins that matchup is going to take the Eastern Conference. And I'm going to tell you who I think is going to be. I think it's Milwaukee all the way, champions.
Mm.
Yeah, me too.
It's just something about Milwaukee, man. I can't trust them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Antetokounmpo, the man appears soft to me. He really appears soft. I look at him and I constantly see something missing. I can't put my finger on exactly what is missing, but it doesn't allow me to give him full confidence going forward, because there's something about him I just can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but I just know Antetokounmpo is just, his playing style just rubs me the wrong way. I guess what it is, seriously, I look at him, his size and his strength, and I expect him to be more dominant than he is. And we see on night guys way smaller than him, height-wise mm-hmm. and muscle-wise, just do what mm-hmm. they want with him.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, I Ted, you texted me that earlier, and I can see why you would say that, but it's just something about that dude, man. You know, for me personally, just can't get behind Milwaukee. It's him. I like the other guy, the shooter. The little weird, what's his name? The weird looking one.
Middleton.
Yeah, Middleton more. I mean, he played fearless. A Antetokounmpo,
They should have swept them last year, dog.
They should have swept Miami last year. They basically have the same team that they had last year. And you know what? That could be a part of it. Maybe I need to see them in a more dominant fashion. Well, I watched them. I like I said, it's the West Coast games I'm missing. The East Coast games, I'm not. And yes, it was great that it was great to see them give it to Miami like they did, but we all honestly know if Miami would have done what they were supposed to do this offseason and go get a legitimate mm-hmm. big man, do you think that they would have, Antetokounmpo would have had that cakewalk that he had? Do you think that they would have swept Miami the way that they did? I don't think so.
I don't think they would have swept them, but I do think they would have won the series. I don't care who they got.
Well, that says a lot about Antetokounmpo. The fact that you're saying you don't think that Miami still would have gotten swept, that says a lot about Antetokounmpo.
No, it don't. He's just one person.
Okay.
It's four more people on the court, too. You know that, right? Right, that's what I'm saying.
I know this. But look how dominant he looked.
Jimmy Butler and his whole crew cranked them. I mean, cranked them one after the other. Two on your floor, two on my floor. I'm beating y'all down.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Who on that Miami team provided any resistance for Antetokounmpo and what he wanted to accomplish?
I mean, they had to play. They had to play with what they had. Adebayo did the best.
I understand that.
The B-boy, I can forget his name, Deadman, he tried his best, but he a rookie.
Rogers.
So, I mean, what you want him to do? I don't know. He a rookie.
But, well, all I'm saying is if Miami would have been able to physically meet the challenge that Milwaukee brought to that series, we'd be talking a lot different. And Miami already had their confidence because they beat them last year. And like I said, in all fairness, a lot of last year is still reminiscent in my mind when it comes to Miami and Milwaukee. But I believe if Miami would have done what they really needed to do, which was go out and acquire the services of a legitimate big man, I think we would have saw something different, Tree. I think we'd have saw something different.
I hear you talking. I hear you. But, like, I mean, they didn't think they needed another big man. Like you said, they beat him last year. So they didn't think they needed it. So what do that say about them, or what does that say about Milwaukee? Because we can look at it two ways. We can look at it like, oh, they thought, you know, that they were still the Milwaukee team that we beat last year. You know what I'm saying? And not get a big man. Okay, so now Milwaukee like, oh, no, we not the same people. We didn't grew up over here. Y'all ain't beating us. I don't care who you go get. And that's what the attitude, like, when they came in, it seemed like that's what the attitude that they had. Like, we was going to be.
Well, can't you look at it? Can't you look at it like Pat Riley, you dropped the ball? Pat Riley, you didn't put a full team out there for that challenge.
He didn't put them in a position to win, Kale, and they lost. Big time.
Exactly.
And they lost. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And they lost, and they took a chance. They took a gamble. That's why I don't gamble. I got to go for
can I get a
show in there? Sure. What you got to say,
come
Kale?
Come on, Ted. I just heard something in your background, Ted.
Okay. Lady T, you hit it right on the spot on everything. And he just trying to rebuttal stuff. He just keep coming with stuff, trying to make himself right. And like you say, that's all he doing is talking. You hear him. Kale, what all she said was on point, man. Listen.
Okay, we're basically saying the same thing.
No, you're not. See, you're not letting me get through. There you go. I just set my mouth and kept quiet.
Come on, man. Make your point, man.
Okay, listen. Listen. She, like I said, she was on point on everything. Milwaukee upgraded. It don't matter who Milwaukee got or anybody got, okay? I mean, Miami. It didn't matter. Pat Riley dropped the ball. We've been said that. Mm-hmm. That's on them. And I told you before.
Excuse me, didn't
I
say that?
Would you let me finish? Kale, would you let me finish, bro? God,
go. Go ahead, man.
I mean, both y'all know y'all separate corners.
I'm saying everything, that's the point. I'm not saying you didn't say this. If you would let me get my point out and finish, it would be answered. Come on, bro. All right, okay, listen.
Wow.
Like I say, Pat Riley dropped the ball. This is what you said. Like you said, Pat Riley dropped the ball. But it ain't on Milwaukee. That's on him. Remember I asked you, man, what's Pat Riley doing? He got all that money. He going to let Andre Drummond go? He ain't getting no big man? We talked about that months ago. That was their fault. You said that too. That was correct. Okay, but still, Milwaukee upgraded. They came in with P.J. Tucker, the what's-his-name boy, Holiday, thank you, dear. And Portis, okay, and man, they got correct. And as far as my man, you just hating on him. You need not to. He's not. I understand. Let me finish. I didn't say you hating on him. I ain't say you was a hater, but you hating on him. Right, because you asked, you said, am I just hating on him? I'm going to ask you because you said, am I hating on him or not? It might be because the last year stuck in my mind and this and that. Okay, I'm just going by what you fed me. So I'm going to, you know, give it back. Okay, so the brother, he has improved. He did improve. Because I told you, how they going to give him MVP? He can't even shoot a jumper like that. He can't hit a free throw consistently. How they going to do that? But he has improved. The boy goes to the gym. Whatever he's deficiency in, he go work on it, okay? And now he got a mob with him. He coming angry, okay? You see them guns? He was blocking Kevin Durant's shots. Watch this game. Watch this series. They might get swept. Not only got offense, they got defense.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, Brooks, got defense. Brooklyn don't. They got offense all in the world, but trust, they're going to shut that down. If the refs don't get in and make it about them and call bull crap calls and let them do their thing, watch it. Watch it, bro.
What you got to say, Kale?
I ain't got nothing to say. I have absolutely nothing to say because Kale is classified as a hater for bringing out what I see. While y'all giving a set of compo, all these attaboys and all these, let me finish. While y'all giving a set of compo, we ready?
Go ahead, bro. Yeah.
While everybody is giving this attaboy to a set of compo, you heard more about his team and the way they played than him. And even with them sweeping Miami, you heard more about what everyone else was doing. You didn't hear a whole lot about Antetokounmpo. You didn't. You heard more. And for him to be the quote-unquote man of that team, every time I turned around, I heard Chris Middleton's name coming out of everyone's mouth. So I'm not hating on the man.
What did Lyle say? Let him finish. Let him finish first. Let him finish.
What allows that is that young man, Chris Middleton, taking advantage of every opportunity he's given. That's what allows that.
And why is he getting them opportunities? Just because Allen Copel has stepped up his game, whereas they have to, they cannot double team. You cannot. You have to double team, and then you got Middleton got free reign whenever. And as a team, that's what, like I told you before, basketball is that, man. It takes five, and you move around like a chess piece, okay? So therefore Middleton getting off, that don't mean not no deficiencies against Antetokounmpo. That means he's not trying to take over, and they just gelling and they balling. All of them are balling. Watch the series. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to dispute you, debate you on everything until after you see these series.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We'll talk about it, but I'm saying, I mean, for free will, but I'm saying,
I'm here.
I'm just going to agree with everything you said. I'm just going to say, watch it. I'm through just talking, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to say, just watch it. I'm in the action of show and tell right now. You know what I'm saying?
Lou, this is your team. This is your team that they talking about, Lou. The Nets and Milwaukee. They're saying that Milwaukee, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but what I'm hearing is that Milwaukee is going to handle New Jersey. Am I safe to say that? I don't know about that either.
I'm saying there ain't no
easy. It's going to be a tougher series than most people think.
It ain't going to be no easy out. Let me just say that. Like they swept them out, how they did the other team. Brooklyn and Milwaukee going to seven. They are going to seven.
Yes.
Okay. And who's winning? Who's winning? Who's taking the series?
I think Milwaukee's going to win the series.
Okay.
Of course you're
going to
take the Nets.
Let me hold on.
Because y'all moving a little fast with a kid over here. So, okay. So, Lou says the Nets.
Go ahead. Hey Lou, would you tell me why you're choosing? Would you tell me why you're choosing the Nets? And Treese just asked for you to put out how many games you think it's going to be. How long do you think they're going to go?
It's got to be the distance. I mean, both have, you know, the Nets have a stupendous offense, and I think it's going to be enough maybe to overtake the Bucks. I mean, you know, the Green Freak is powerful, but he's lost a step too. So I really think the Nets are going to have this in the end.
Okay. What do you think, Kale?
I think the Nets are going to take this. Now, I want something is telling me six games, but I'm gonna go ahead and go to seven game maximum, like everybody else is saying. But I just think when it comes down to it, Miami didn't challenge Milwaukee on the defensive end seriously. They didn't. They were too small all the way around. They were too small to come up against Milwaukee. I think that the Nets are tall enough. They're tall enough to provide some sort of resistance against Milwaukee. Every year we're going to wonder what happened with Antetokounmpo. I really do. I really do because, I mean, let's keep it real. They should have whooped Miami last year. They should have whooped this team last year.
But
okay, they did it.
He was just coming into himself, though, Kel. He was just coming into himself. They didn't really have all the pieces that they have now. Like, come on. They didn't have the same people that they got now on the team. And Antetokounmpo, he was fresh out of college, you know, 2 years in the NBA. Like, man, he ain't never been to the playoffs. So that was his first time doing that.
Yeah.
So, come on, we got to give that man a little bit of room for error back then. Now he focused. That man focused.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
What you say, Ted?
Yeah.
How many you say, Ted? What you say, bust or net? And how many games?
I say Milwaukee. And I say seven, but I'm like Kel, it might go six, but I say that six might go in Milwaukee favor.
I agree also
with what you said, but you just said back to Kel on and as far as how they should have beat Miami last year, they had a different team. Okay. And Miami was in a different stage too. Miami had a different team also too. And they was playing exceptional ball, and they had some fight. That's why I was surprised, like I said, because they won't bear him out this year, man. You know, and I was just surprised. Why didn't Pat Riley go get some help? They're not tall enough.
They went and got a big man, but the big man that they got, they wasn't playing him all year. That was their downfall. They should have been playing him all year. His name's Deadman. They went and got a big man.
Devin is okay. He tried doing that, but that's true of fact, too. They hadn't been playing him. So how you going to have this man come in? I know about Devin. You know, but he still wasn't enough. They also had Miles Leonard. He got in trouble with that racial stuff, okay? So they had a little hype going in with him. Trust me, I'm aware of all the teams and what happened with them and all that. But the guy is like he still – didn't do much, and it's still, I don't know, like I said, I don't know what's going on. They talk about the Miami coach, was it Pat or Spoelstra? What's going on? I mean, he's a good coach. He's a good executive owner. So they did, like you say, like y'all said, he dropped the ball.
I blame this
the whole
Pat Riley. The whole organization, because they didn't give Spoelstra the things that he needs, you know, for the team. They didn't do that.
You put him in a different position.
We can say the same thing for the Wizards because the Wizards play. No,
we can't.
Nobody had the Wizards going as far as they went. Like nobody. They counted Thomas out months ago.
We can't say the same thing for the Wizards because we know Scott Brooks was the problem with the Wizards.
The problem.
We know that. We know that for a fact.
That's true.
For a fact. Hold on. Let's take this call.
Okay.
24579, you on Kel's Corner. What's happening?
It's the Steelers, baby. Hey, look.
I want
to give a shout-out to my Wizards. I want to give a shout-out to my Wizards last night for the game.
Yes.
For them just taking it to five games because they weren't supposed to be where they were. And watching the game last night, I saw some improvement. Gafford.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name? I can't pronounce his name, but the forward, Akamoro or whatever his name is.
Rui Akamoro.
I mean, I'm like, Scott Brooks, what was you doing the whole season, man? These guys would have been ready for the playoffs if you had been playing them the whole season. I saw some, I mean, the last two games, I saw some guys out there putting in some work. You know, and a lot of it got to do with Westbrook because he brought a different attitude to the team. But the coach should have recognized that
Isn't that the reason why you went and got Westbrook?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, I see that, but I'm taking the Bucks. I'm taking the Bucks to win this thing, and I'm saying it's gonna probably go seven, and the Bucks gonna win it 4-3. I look at the Bucks got a good team, and the reason why what's the guy's name? You talking about Kale that didn't show that when you in a series where your team is playing good and you dominating, your star. It's when you up against a team like the Nets where your star is supposed to show up. He's supposed to be the dominant man. You know, this is the series where he's supposed to step up and be the dominant man on the team.
Mm-hmm.
This is where he's supposed to show out. He didn't need to do it against Miami. And, you know, and one more thing, you don't want to hold everything up. One more thing. The bubble
did a lot
for teams last year, and the bubble did a lot to hurt teams.
Hold on, 57, hold on 1 second.
If you are that star, you are that man for that team, there is no such thing as you disappearing. There is no such,
even with the rest of your team,
yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
He just didn't score that average that you've been accustomed to him getting. He didn't need to.
Let me say this. After a Milwaukee and Miami game, you're watching SportsCenter, and all you hear is about Chris Middleton and the rest of the team. And Antetokounmpo gets a mention here and there. He only gets a mention here and there.
Well, like Ted said, every time they came down the court, he had three men on him. Middleton was wide open. He should have scored a lot of points. He was wide open most of the time.
But name a superstar who isn't crowded. Look at as much as I can't stand him. The boy at Dallas, man. Luka Doncic, man. They're throwing everything at this man but the kitchen sink, but he's still finding a way to score. He's still finding a way to be the lead of his team. That's all I'm saying.
He's shooting Devin right
up. Because he has no choice.
Because he doesn't have a choice, we're not going to acknowledge him.
He got to score 30 points a game. He got to score or they won't win.
Y'all missing my point, man. No, we're not.
The Bucks got enough players on their team that are good enough that their star player doesn't have to score 30 points against a mediocre team in the playoffs like the Miami Heat this year and win the game.
Okay, cool. I'm right. Let me take this other call. 988. What's happening, bro? Welcome to the corner.
Welcome to the corner. Unmute your phone.
Okay, You want to be quiet? That's cool. Well, enjoy this conversation, man.
I'll take it up.
Don't let Kale scare you.
I'll take it up because you're silencing me.
Look, I'm telling y'all, boy. Y'all bet, man. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
You okay, man? That's all I'm saying. You okay?
Is that what
y'all
you want to take this time to talk about?
Y'all going to leave my
alone.
I'm just trying to make sure you're okay, y'all, because I just passed your house not too long, and I'm on my way to see the pastor, so I can get me some holy oil and get myself calm. But, bro, don't take it personal, man. Like you said, you got to agree to
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Here's the number. We'll be right back, man.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna mute all y'all ass. That's what I'm gonna do.
Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do?
I knew it.
You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me. Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance?
Boy, but that's my summertime hustle. We used to do the hustle to that song in the summer when I was a little kid. You know what I mean? We had the family cookout. They tell us, get up, do the hustle. We do the hustle. I think y'all are mistaking what I'm saying, man. All I'm saying is if you're a star, you should shine. It doesn't matter who you're playing or how many people they bring your way. That's why I loved Mike like I did, because Mike on that court, he found a way to shine no matter how many or who many defenders they sent his way. He still found a way to get his. And anybody that he was playing that he had a height or weight advantage over, man, he took full advantage of that. He took full advantage of that and let them know, man, I'm Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Giannis, his average points are 28 and 10, right?
Okay.
That's what we're 28 and 11 and 5, or 28, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. That's what he normally gets. Record season. Last two games at Miami, he got 20 points, 2 blocks, 2 takeaways,
right,
and 15 assists. That was the last game.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed
up.
It just was quiet, but he showed up. The game before that, he was 17 points, 3 takeaways, and 5 assists. So he fell off a little bit with assists. So that must be the game you're talking about. Because everything else is 31 points, 10, 26, 5, 15, 4, 40, and 6. Those are his last games. So he showed up.
And all I was saying
is everything else. No, I understand what you were saying, but I just wanted you to know.
All I'm saying is, okay, Miami, going against Miami, Milwaukee may not have needed him as much, but I still don't have full confidence in Antetokounmpo going forward. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I got you.
All right.
How about Boston? Can we talk about Boston real quick? Can we change the subject real quick to Boston?
Ain't they almost out of it?
Okay. Brad Stevens.
They are. They're out of it.
They out of it. Yeah, they're out of it. Brooklyn put them out 4-1.
Okay.
Danny Ainge, I don't know if he's being fired or he's getting, you know, another position, but his presidency is, I don't think, is going to be there much longer, because they're talking about moving Brad Stevens, which is the head coach now, to his position.
Yeah, Danny Ainge retired. Ainge retired.
Oh, I was about to say.
And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. It wasn't no secret about it, girl. Yeah.
Right. Brad Stevens
They don't fire white general managers.
Well, you're right about
that.
Go
ahead, man.
Jason Tatum is on the interview saying he would love for Evan Turner to be the new head coach. And Evan Turner is newly retired, you know, from basketball. He joined Boston back in December, and he's been on the coaching staff since December of last year. December of 2020. He's been on their coaching staff, and everybody is, you know, advocating for Evan Turner to be their new head coach. How do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about that? I like
go
Evan
ahead,
Turner.
Go
He's
ahead.
A good player.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lou. Well, how do you feel about that, Lou? What do you think about it?
About retiring? Well, I think it's about time. I think maybe they're due for a change.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's funny to me how Brad Stevens was. I mean, because we have to blame him. He has to shoulder some of the blame for what has gone on in Boston, with Boston, right? Am I wrong? Yeah.
No, you're not wrong.
Him and Kyrie.
Well, Kyrie is a player, and Kyrie is gone. So
yeah, but I'm not even.
Path. Well, no, because Kyrie couldn't do anything without the head coach's permission. And Kyrie couldn't do anything without the head coach. What'd you say, Trey?
Sometimes don't care.
He told the people he was coming back.
Yeah.
Kyrie told them he was coming back, and he was signed with them, and he loved them, and nobody supported him better than than Boston. And he gave this whole big speech about being at Boston and how much he loved Boston. And then when it came down, you know, then Boston started, you know, kind of, you know, work around him. And then when it
pillow
was
talk.
Time for him,
real talk.
And then when they tried, pillow talk, but it was real talk because they was, you know, talking about it. Then when it came time for him to sign, he said, I'm taking my stuff to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
When
Durant went to Brooklyn,
when it came,
he came
when
to
it
Brooklyn,
came time,
then Harden came
when it
right
came
behind.
When it came time for the rubber to meet the road, when pillow talk was time to become real talk, he changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, he wasn't doing nothing but pillow talk with Boston all the way up until the time to sign. Then he changed his mind. What I'm saying is, regardless of that, Brad Stevens still had a team that he had to coach. He still had a team that he had to get the most out of. I've never seen a coach who didn't get the max out of his players end up the general manager. Have any of us seen that before?
What was he going to do? What did Boston have? What team out there in the playoffs right now is the Boston Celtics better than?
Well, we know that Boston would have been a way better team if Brown was playing. No. We all know that. Right. They would have been much better. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that Boston would have been way better if Brown didn't get injured, man.
And Kemba was hurt, too.
And
Kemba
Walker.
Yeah, Kemba was hurt.
But hold
then,
on, though.
Right.
You always say it to me, Tree. When we talk about it with football, thank you. That's what you always tell me.
Yeah, next man, and that's what I'm saying right now. That's why I'm like, next man up.
Yep.
Well, can I say this? And this is the only reason that theory really doesn't apply here. Usually in the NBA, the next man is a rookie. The next man has no experience normally in the NBA game. So put all of that onus on that young man, you can't really expect him to really step into the role like a veteran and maintain so that the team doesn't drop off. You're asking too much of that rookie.
Can I say one thing? And that's true. That's true. Exactly what you said.
Yep, that's true.
But
that's true. I have one thing to say.
You got him. You got these rookies. Look at all these. Man, you got this rookie. At least put him out there. Let's see what he can do. You left him on the bench the whole four or five games.
Kawhi.
And you know,
even with Scott Brooks, Cassius Winston, he's sitting over there. He could have gave y'all something, 20, 10, 15 points. I don't know. He could have gave you something. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, you got all these players, y'all. Why y'all shortening your bench? Why? I mean, if you got 15 players, right?
Yes.
And I'm paying all 15 players $100,000 or more, right? $100,000.
$100,000 per game. Per game.
Well, okay, boom. $100,000 per game. That's worse, Kale. That's worse. If I'm paying them all.
But that's
money,
what those
right?
salaries are.
I know. So why can't I step my foot out on the daggone playoff floor then? If you're going to give me these checks, I don't want to just sit on here and collect all these pine needles in my behind.
Right.
I'm sitting there watching the game last.
I don't know. We'll never know because I ain't getting in the game.
And I can't tell you how many times. I can't tell you how many times the play was going on the court, and Cassius Winston was having his own little game by himself.
Yep.
I mean, dribbling, passing, throwing assists, stealing the ball. I mean, that young man was anxious, you hear me, to get out there and to do something. He wanted to do something, but Scott Brooks had no confidence in him. He had no faith in the young man.
That's true.
I like this.
I hate when they put him out there when it's garbage minutes and got down 20 and it's two minutes left, and then you put him out there, and then he probably miss a shot or, miss a layup or whatever he do. And then everybody look like, oh, he's some garbage. He can't do nothing. Da, da, da. He was out there for 5 minutes, 2 seconds. And y'all, that's what I hate. If you're not going to play him, don't play him the whole game. Don't put me in 49 seconds left in the game. Don't do that.
Why is he in love with Neto?
Don't do that.
Why is he in love with Neto? What's up with him?
I don't know. I don't know if Neto is dating his daughter or what the heck is going on with them, what their connection is. Because I'm sure you watch Neto. He's too small, and he's a liability on both defensive and offensive side
of
the ball.
I'm like, man, in the middle of that run last night, he coming down the floor popping threes, ain't hitting nothing. I'm like, bro, come on, man, pass the ball. Pass the ball.
Hey, it was the same with Ish Smith.
Oh, yeah, I like his speed, though.
And confident.
I like his speed.
Dude, it would be good if he was using that speed. Or to become an fast break and just lay the ball up. He's using that speed to run down the court and shoot a three. And he's missing. I don't know.
And last night, nothing. He played a good game last night, I thought, Kale. I thought even though we lost, I thought he played
into
a good game last night.
The game they started jacking up all them threes. He was doing good at the end of the game, and they started jacking up all them threes when they could have still made the game interesting and went in the paint and at least scored 2 points.
Yep.
And get these guys out of trouble and get the 3-point play that way. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to go down in the paint and get dirty down in the paint. But people's heads down in the paint.
And Tree, why did Brooks come back out there in the fourth quarter with that three-guard rotation? Why did you come back with that?
And then they in the press conference. Let me tell you, they in the press conference advocating for this man to come back.
Yes. Yes.
I know, but see, that's the whole political part of all that, because they know he's not coming back, but they got to say that anyway. You know, they got to show good faith. And
yep.
They got to say that. That's the politically right word in everything to say. They said everything right.
That one playoff win might have helped Scottie Brooks. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, with the fans going crazy, the way
not
the Wizards
fans,
played
no,
that night,
that.
It might have helped them, Tree. It might have helped them.
I'm talking about people
really?
Posting, talking about get rid of Scottie. You better look it up. They on online with their faces
oh, okay.
showing. Saying,
oh, no, no, I don't doubt you. I don't doubt
every podcast I go on.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
says get rid of him. Get rid of him.
Well,
get
hey,
rid
look,
of him.
Everywhere. Everywhere. That's the story.
Kawhi Leonard was ready to come here, and if the Philadelphia don't go
can.
To the finals, Doc will be ready to come here too. Doc
oh,
Rivers,
well,
his contract.
That'd be a good,
his
contract, be a good fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he can win
Philly,
one here.
Philly ain't going to let Doc
he
get out
no
the door,
nonsense.
Man.
He is no nonsense.
No,
Philly ain't
going
to let Doc. And Philly is not going to let Doc out the door, I'm telling you.
But, so, even, but you know what, Kale? Even if they do let him out the door, Washington ain't smart enough to go get him.
Nope.
That's the whole thing. They
nope.
they ain't smart enough to go get them. They keep going around getting these fair-skinned people, you know, thinking they're going to take you.
You
to the promised land. I'm just going to say what it is because they ain't took you to it yet. Go back and get some brothers that know how to talk to these brothers on this team, and they can get somewhere.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I don't totally
yeah.
agree with that. I now I can see where or why you would arrive to that conclusion, but
uh-huh.
I don't totally see that. I think it's more or less these are the guys who are going because you know let's keep it real. Ted Leonsis
okay.
does nothing. Ted Leonsis does nothing but read reports. That's
uh-huh.
all he does. No, I'm talking about with, now. He's hands on with the hockey team, but
okay.
he just reads reports.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So
he just a paper man. What up? He just a paper man.
Right. So the people who are in charge, the people who are making the decisions, they want guys who are going to be yes men. They want guys
yeah.
who are going to
yeah.
say. Okay, all right, cool. Oh, you want to go get him? Cool. Oh, you want to do, no, cool. Trade this one? Cool, no problem. Oh, cut this one? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll let Kelly Oubre go, you know. And
right.
Kelly Oubre would have helped us tremendously in this
yep.
in this series against Philly. Kelly
yeah.
Oubre would have helped us tremendously. And we just these guys are just making mistake after mistake, and the team are the only ones that suffer. I
yeah.
said it last night. Bradley Beal, I would look for some type of trade with him. I would
no.
seriously look for some type. Of, yes, let me tell you why.
No.
Last night when it really counted, and we needed Beal. To be that offensive threat that he has been all season, Bill dropped the ball. He could not buy a basket. And that on top of the fact that it was a series. I don't know how much of the game you watched, but it was a series.
I watched the whole game.
Bill came down.
Yeah.
Bill came down. He had a turnover. It kicked it off the back of his foot, right? Westbrook
yep.
comes down. He had a turnover, kicked off the back of his foot. And,
yep.
and I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Why are they? And with Westbrook, I could see why. He was making a move, and
mm-hmm.
he lost control of the ball.
Right.
I understand
mm-hmm.
that. That happens. Bill was just standing there. And dribbled the ball off of his foot.
Yep.
Dude, you just showed me that mentally you're not there. You're not there.
And with this team
being at the point that it was last night, we needed everybody to be fully focused. with Bill is just too much silliness that goes on.
Bill let too much get into his head. Because you can
exactly.
tell.
That's it right there.
Even when mm-hmm. he goes to the free throw line. It's a difference when
right.
ain't nobody messing with him at the free throw line. He get
yep.
up, he get it right up there, and he shoot his baskets, and he make them. As soon as somebody say something to him, he say something back, right? Now he out of curve.
Mm-hmm.
He get up there,
mm-hmm.
he got charged, shoot the free throw, boom. It's all over the place.
He get the Gilbert Arenas all over.
That's what I'm talking about focus. He don't be completely
yep.
focused. When he's playing.
How much longer do we have to put up with this? How much longer do we really want to
put up with it? This is why I put up with it. Bradley Beal was never drafted to be the man on the Wizards team. He was drafted
yeah.
to be a compliment.
The second man.
And now the second man. And right now, the way he played last night, it's the way a second man plays. He kept us in the game. Really? Westbrook let us down last night. Westbrook is the one that wasn't doing anything in the fourth quarter when we needed it the most from a leader. That's the person that let us down.
Your big man too, because we were there. You got three big men. They rotating all three big men, and they got one big man over there tearing y'all up. Just one big man.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
One big
man. I'm going to tell you like this. Don't be surprised if Westbrook ain't gone next season. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics.
Can't touch this.
Fresh new kicks and pants, you got it like that, now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat, and get a fire girl, and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit, and let her know what's going on, like that, like that. Pull a little bit, just a ball on back, let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch.
Can't touch this. The reason I say that, if you watched Westbrook in that fourth quarter, like you guys were just talking about, his whole mindset was just like, I can't wait for this to be over. The clock will not drop to all zeros fast enough for me. He had a look of disgust. I mean, just plain disgust on his face that led me to believe this man ready to go, man.
He be having that crazy look on his face all the time like that. Like
you can tell it out
the first round. Like I think he felt, you know, that Scott was gonna do a little bit more and, you know, put the young people in. I think he was more disgusted at Scott Brooks from the way he was coaching that team, but he really couldn't say that, so it showed on his face. But he really couldn't say that. He's not gonna say that because that's not who he is. He's not gonna throw nobody under the bus. He's gonna take full responsibility for everything. That's just who he is. But
would he be really throwing him under the bus? Would he be really throwing him under the bus? Or would he be saying what we're all seeing?
But he ain't gonna say that, Kale. He's still trying to get that check. He's still trying to get the game. He's still trying to get that check. He can't just out the man like that. You know what I'm saying? Now the only way he can out him is if he was on his way out himself.
Yes.
And he ain't ready to throw up the towel yet. So he ain't gonna say it just yet. But when it's all said and done, it's gonna come out when he threw his 30-30. It's gonna come out that he wanted to really throw that man under the bus because that man didn't play everybody like he should have. You know how many players that Bonga got in one game, and that was
yesterday.
Dirty.
Yes,
right.
And he got in yesterday.
Yeah. He played, but
yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on, man, y'all put him out there to get fouled, to foul somebody. You put him out there to foul somebody. Are you really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Then Robinson, where was he at? Gill, where was he at? I mean, man, get out of here. Scott Brooks need to go to the Christian lady so she can take the paddle out and tap him.
Go,
yeah,
get it over with.
Get it over with.
Get it over with. Because I was saying to myself, why are you starting off the fourth quarter the same way you started off the beginning of the game?
Exactly.
Man, we need deep. We need deep. You need to get in here like you're trying to win. You know, you come out there like we got 40 minutes to play.
Like we got another whole two halves to go. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
We're getting this together right now.
Yeah.
Like you said, there isn't a media outlet concerning the Wizards where people aren't saying fire Brooks. So let's just hope that message does resonate like it did with Ernie Grumfield. You know, that's just...
You guys don't like Ernie, do you?
No, not at all.
You like him. You
I
know.
Look how long
nobody...
Like 57 said, like if you keep putting the same team, I mean the same people out on the floor, line up out on the floor, and they keep getting their head banged in the ground, at some point, you want to take them out and put some fresh legs in, some fresh people line up. He don't match the people up with each other good. Like, the lineup don't be good to me. I'm like, it's just disappointing. Like, I'm disgusted.
And how can Danny Green be open on the same side three times
time.
In a row?
Every
yes.
time. Mm. Every
come on,
time.
Man.
Y'all gave this old man Danny Green, and he got the game off the chain. I ain't taking nothing from him, but I'm just saying his age.
Yeah.
Y'all can keep up with him, and y'all young. Y'all team young.
Well, it's like I said, what did I tell y'all? What did I tell y'all? In the playoffs, everything the Wizards are not, we're going to see. And we're going to see it's going to be right up in our face. And thanks to Scott Brooks, these guys were not a defensive unit at all.
Right.
That's how Danny Green found himself open all the time. Because they just couldn't stay with him. They didn't have the mindset of checking him. Because Scott Brooks does not, and then the players that are on his team that they say were good defensive players. Bonga, the last I checked, Bonga got a little hype with him, right?
Yeah.
So how in the hell is NATO, really? That's who you're going to have come in and check Danny Green?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Yep.
You know, and it was situations like that just made me say, to hell with Scott Brooks. He doesn't know what he's doing. Let's take this call. 703, welcome
to the corner. Your eyes may shine and your teeth may grit, but one thing about the Washington Wizard is Scott Brooks' ass. He showed up going to get the kick. I'm talking about with the boot in his ass out in Washington. Yeah, let's get right there to it.
Who
if I can, D&D, and the crew. Yeah. Listen here.
Hey, what happened with
the Washington Wizards last night? It really broke down about the last 8 minutes of the third quarter. You saw Dwight Howard, who didn't have no damn points in the game, damn near within an 8-6 minute period of time, he worked the hell out of that little Lopez. But what's his name, little Lopez? Lopez, whatever his name. Is that J-Lo cousin or nephew or something like that? Little Lopez. he worked the hell out of him. And I don't know what the hell Dwight Howard had in his head. I saw a chicken boy. I'm just saying, right? And so at the end of the day, that was the breakdown right there. And from them 6, 7, 8 points, I think he went to the line one time. He made a free throw, and then he put up like 6 points, and then he got fouled. And then after that, the little, what's the Bama name that go out to the wings? I don't want to mess up his name. Yes, the hell I do want to mess up his name. Hasha or something. Whatever from the
Hachimore.
That boy, right, the boy can shoot the damn three. And that right there, them little 10, 11 points right there, the game was done. Now, can I go on?
Go ahead.
Okay, so now let's get down to it. I was listening to the game, and I heard one of the commentators, and let me say, I don't know who the hell they got over there at NBC Sports Washington, but they need to fire them Bamas. That's a boring-ass damn commentating crew they got on there. They need to change it up. Some excitement or something, drink before the game or smoke one or something. You just get going or put me on there.
Smoke one.
But listen here, though. It started to be illegal all over the world. July 1st, I was celebrating.
Praise God.
But praise God. But listen, you know,
boy,
at
ahead.
The end of the day, the
well, you are the reverend.
Said this. Yes, praise God. At the end of the day, he said this, that the Washington Wizards have been playing with bench players outside of Bradley Beal and Westbrook all year long, whether they be off the bench or they be in the start. What's that boy?
I got the word to say.
At the end of the day, when you got people like that playing around, Bradley Beal, who was second in damn near the scoring title and probably could have got it if he didn't have the hamstring injury, and you still got a good player in Russell Westbrook, that could contribute to the team at a very high level, you got to do better than putting pieces around them. And you need a true center. I don't what's that boy named, Gasly or whatever? He ain't no true damn center. He's a nice center.
Yeah,
but he
is.
He's a good power forward to me, but he ain't no true center.
It would be a luxury if Thomas wasn't hurt and you could have Gafford playing at the power forward position. Yeah, that would be a lucky position because he can play power forward. But he filled in tremendously as the center for this Wizards team.
Fills in.
Reverend Fred.
Fills in. But he ain't that true center. But you know, it's starting to thunder, rain and thunder, though. I want to say, anything else y'all want to talk about before I go? Want to pick my brain? Rest for dumb.
No.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for coming
on. You want to talk about the chicken and the lamb? Because where is he in the chicken?
Thank you for calling.
No, where is he in the chicken?
Hey, Rev. I want to talk to you, Rev. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Tell me about the chicken and the lamb, Rev.
Well, see,
do they play
in
football?
The Bible, they talk about worthy
no,
is Rev, the
lamb. No, Rev, I was joking.
And they always sacrifice
joking.
The lamb.
It was a joke,
but how many black people now these days can afford the lamb? Hmm?
Oh,
how
my
many
goodness.
People during the coronas lived off the land? Huh? Where people die when they serve at the repast?
Wait, no,
I know people
eating lamb, bro.
What they say, Lamar
got to get some chicken. What they say to the family, Lamar got to get some chicken.
I know
what
people
eating lamb. Lamar got to get some chicken.
I know people eating lamb, bro.
57 calling you, man. 57 calling you and y'all got to add this crowd together about chickens and lamb and feeding and coronas and all that.
77, 78, 79, 50.
There you go.
The chicken, though. Without the chicken, where would I be? When the chicken died, the
boy,
chicken go.
You just got to mute, Rev. You just got to him that dang on chicken. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all.
I like
I'm that, yeah. Been that, feel that
back.
Will forever be that back.
Forever be that
back. Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to egg some cheesy n****s out my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad bill talking cash. See like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey, yeah.
Packing, stupid,
what
was happening?
What was happening?
I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie,
yeah.
Ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey,
packing, stupid,
what was happening?
What was happening?
Here we go. You gotta thank my man Rev T for that. That boy crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I want to spend a little time to ask y'all a question. Are you guys happy with the referees and the way that they're calling these games? You know, is it just me that can see the discrepancy from one end of the floor to the other?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tree.
I text you, and we had this conversation already, and I told you, every time it happened, I text you. And it was too many texts, so we started talking on the phone. That's how bad it was, because it just was so, at one point, it was like 27 to 11. No home team was getting the good calls. And can I just say this one thing? This is what I have a pet peeve, and some of the commentators say this all the time. They say he's a rookie. He ain't gonna get that call. If it's a foul, why does somebody please explain to me, if it's a file and we all see that it's a file, why he didn't get the call? I can't for the life saying that part of the game. Like, if you're going to call the game correct, the file don't know that you a rookie. The file don't know that you have been here 25 years in the league and you 99 years old. The file don't know that. Only the person who's calling the foul knows the person. So I think it's biased for that to happen. Like, that's ridiculous for them to even keep saying it. And it'd be okay with us. Like, it's just normal. Like, no, it's not normal. Call the foul.
Right. Right. Well, my buddy and yours, the friend of the show, he always say it's the machine. The machine is preventing these refs to call fouls at certain time, and the machine, it has taken over. That's why we're not seeing the calls when they should be. But I watch these referees, and it's like, okay, y'all have to call something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a blatant foul. You know, Bradley Beal go up for a layup. He gets bumped, nothing called. Westbrook go up for a layup. He gets bumped. Nothing is called. Go down on the other end. Harris goes up for a jumper. And I'll admit, it's a foul. It's a foul. Our defender touches him. And you can see that. You can call that foul, but you're not calling it at the other end. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand that, you know, and that is crazy to me. Westbrook last night, I think a big part of him just saying the heck with it was the referees and their foul call or lack of calling the foul. You know, come on in, Bug. What's happening?
Ain't too much. What's up, cuzzo?
Hey, man.
Did you watch that? Everything going on? Huh? What'd you say?
I'm sorry. I was just asking. Did you watch the game last night? Did you get a chance?
I watched pretty much all of them.
Okay.
I didn't know they was going to win one of them. So that's what gets me about y'all beating up everybody on y'all mind when nobody expected them to win one, but they did pull that out.
Like, right. True.
Westbrook can't do it by himself. Nobody has named nothing that he got to go with him except Bradley Beal, who play when he wants to, for real.
A big reason for that is our head coach. He hasn't put anyone out there.
I'm not disputing that. But I'm just saying, when the game going on and we watching it, the coach don't got nothing to do with what's on the court. Because you forget that they even calling plays, you watching the game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not disputing that. That's some internal house stuff. But Westbrook bring it every night like I told you he would bring it before he started the season with y'all. Like, we all knew he would bring it because that's how he played. You know what I mean? So it's like you can't really hate that man for bringing everything every night, but they won one. It was like nobody expected that one, but Westbrook was like bullshit. Like, and that's why I was mad with Kevin Durant for running away from OKC too early. You know what I'm saying? Like Kevin Durant ran away from OKC too early. Y'all got Golden State. Y'all got a 73-1 team by three games. Y'all up by three. Y'all up. And you can't close the deal. Like, I feel it's just a lot of stuff, bro. But I don't feel like Westbrook is everybody's problem. I think he won a championship, and he showed that he won it. It's just he need more help, bro. He need more help, bro. You looking at, like y'all was talking about.
But
y'all
talking
about
Dallas
earlier and
not.
We're
not saying that.
Huh?
We're not saying that Westbrook is the problem. I don't know if you said that Westbrook is the problem. Nobody has on this panel has said that Westbrook is the problem. We're saying that Scott Brooks is the problem. We're not saying Westbrook is the problem.
Exactly.
No, he brings it. We've been saying that the whole time, that Westbrook bring it every night. We know that. We're saying that Scott Brooks is the problem, and do you think we need to get rid of him, or do you think that he should stay there?
I say get rid of him, man.
With this particular team, I think it could go either way. I do believe players determine a coach's job, just like I determine whether my boss gonna be there next year or not. If we don't make the numbers at my job every month and on the month, my boss get fired, but I still got a job next year. Facts. I done watched a lot of service managers get fired and not have no job, but I'm still there. Wondering who next. That's how that coaching thing be. everything ain't on the coach. Some of that shit is on the people that you put on the floor. I'm sorry. Some of that stuff is on the people that you put on the floor.
But that's what we asked
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
We asking you the question. Do you think that Scott Brooks is the problem, or do you think they need a new coach, or what do you think?
My personal opinion, the Wizards need more than a coach. They need more than a coach. I don't care put on the sideline. If the people in the game not able to – you look at who you're going up against. You got three juggernauts in Brooklyn. You got Milwaukee. You got Dame Lillard shooting from the half court. You got people that can ball.
Dame Lillard is behind right now. They about to hope they can get in.
It's the play. Unless you got enough players to compete. I don't care who the coach is. Unless you got enough players to compete, you're not going nowhere in this NBA today. Because they stack the teams.
So, Kel, what do you think about – he don't necessarily think it's Scott Brooks. He think it's the players that's on the team. Like, I don't necessarily agree with that. Do you necessarily agree with what he's saying?
No. Not at all. I think it's all on Scott Brooks. Scott Brooks is the reason why he can't.
Let me ask you this.
Scott Brooks, hold on. Let me finish real quick. Scott Brooks is the reason why we can't name anybody else that is there in support, because he doesn't play them. You know, I've made mention on several occasions that Scott Brooks loves using these small guys. Why, I do not know. But that's his thing. That's the way he is going. And it leaves us to wonder, damn, who the hell else do we have on the bench? Who can we utilize other than Nato and Ish Smith? Because those are the only two that get constant rotation. Who else can we use? That's on Scott Brooks, man. That's on Scott Brooks.
I'll say this, though. Look at the players that y'all going up against on other teams.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about... We talking about heavy hitters. First off,
that would the Wizards be half of these teams in regular seasons? Okay, in the regular season.
We're not talking about regular. Nobody concerned about regular season. Regular season just means you get the playoffs. All regular season do is ensure you get the playoffs.
With the same players is what I'm saying. Nobody changed rosters. Nobody did anything. What I'm saying is, in a regular season, they beat these guys. So what I'm saying is, if they beat them once, they can beat them twice. So you keep saying.
Well, the playoffs is a different animal. The playoffs is a different animal. And just because.
If I beat you already, and even in regular season, in my mind, this is just how I work. Okay. Cause I'm that competitive. I know in the regular season I've already beat you, dog. So I'm gonna do it again in playoffs.
That means nothing.
You just have that same mentality.
You know, plenty of teams whoop Chicago and Mike, but when them playoff lights came on, man, look at here. Look at here. The playoffs is just always a different animal, man.
I'm like, just stand up just like that, like Mike and them stood up like that, like we the champs. I mean, I just need to see that kind of motivation from everybody. Stand up. Put your tiptoes down and let's rock this thing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't seen hardly none of that because Scott Brooks didn't put y'all in a position to win. He didn't put the right lineups at the right time. He didn't take timeouts at the right time. He didn't do the right things at the right time. Period.
I
lost you. I don't know what you said. I lost you because my phone had hung up. I lost the signal. All I'm saying is Brooklyn had three players that are closers that we never seen play together but eight games. Nobody throughout the regular season. So nobody really knew how to match up for that. Like, it's teams that's put together, but we never seen them play together for real, like how they really can.
But
like,
what
it's
you
hard
said,
for Westbrook to go beat a Harden, a KD,
no.
and a Kyrie alone.
But you said out your own mouth, though. You said out your own mouth. Nobody even expected them to win one game, but they did, right?
No,
so
No. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I never said that.
You said don't beat up on y'all team. Nobody expected y'all to win, but y'all did. Y'all
oh, you talking about the Wizards. I thought you were talking about the – all right, you're right. As far as the series go, you're right. That's why I'm like, they won, but they need more help. Westbrook beat Kyrie, KD, and James Harden, let alone what they got to go with it.
But we don't know that. You just going by speculation. Listen,
All I'm going to say is this. During the regular season, the Wizards won more times playing the Nets than they lost. They won more of those games with the Nets than they lost.
And you know why?
Like three of those eight games, Bug, all of them were there. Like
the Wizards never had to really play the three of them together with the other two that they want to put on the court.
But the Wizards, because
they never played together before.
The Wizards missing a bunch of pieces. The Wizards missing.
They need more help. Westbrook and Bradley Beal cannot do it alone. Everybody know that. You got so many players across
it. Troy Brown is hurt, right? You asking me to do it alone
if all y'all the players missing all the shots and nobody rolling off of picks and you kind of are asking them to do it though.
Well, no, we're asking our head coach to give other players a chance.
That's what you're saying.
Give them a chance. Dudes that you're putting in are failing. Put someone else in there, man. Give another guy.
But then this is the thing. All right, as a coach, give me somebody. All right, so what's the backup to what I put in?
What do you mean? That's your fault.
That's not my fault. Hold up.
As an organization,
they do the recruiting.
Hold on. You asked me for the backup, right? The backup is Brian.
So you brought up the backup, so
Gil.
I wanted to know who's supposed to come in.
Okay. Well, I can't tell you who the backup is if you ain't going to listen to the backup.
I'm a listen. I'm just saying.
Well,
you wanted the backup.
Put the backup in.
What
happened? One of your backups. Gil is one of your backups. Hutchinson is one of your backups. Bonga. Bertans. I can go on. The people that they did, and who did you name
that's really relevant?
All of them. That's the problem.
When Milwaukee, all right, look, teams like Milwaukee, they got a superstar, right? But they also got four other people on the starting five. How I'm gonna tell you if you're not gonna listen when you just told me I wasn't gonna listen when I was?
But it goes both ways though. I need you to get it right. Ain't nobody hurt in Milwaukee.
No, this is what I'm saying. It's how your team is built. You cannot ask Westbrook to come fill in for John Wall and then y'all automatically win a championship without giving the boy no help.
Right.
Because that's what y'all did.
What?
Well, and
y'all said John Wall go there, Westbrook come here, we in the motherfucking playoffs, we going to win the championship. That's not how it works.
Bug, stop cursing.
Let's get it all the way correct. John Wall no be a Washington Wizard. He asked to be traded. Let's get that all the way. We didn't want him to go nowhere.
That's even more confirmation if you want to bring that up. I wasn't going to say nothing.
No, you put it up. Because I, I
You said he asked to be traded. I'm saying he asked to be traded for a reason.
John Wall up, so I elaborated on it.
Right.
You said
he asked to be traded for a reason.
I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
But listen now that it's brought up. He asked to be traded for a reason.
When he played Washington, he beat them.
When he played Washington, he beat them.
Well, he can't have that regular season.
No, I'm just asking her, because you good. Because she tried to act like Wall wanted out, but he ain't won out for a reason. Because when he left and he played y'all, he won.
No, then he wanted out because they told him the team was no longer his. It was Bill's team, and he's just that selfish. He wanted out.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't play for Washington. I don't know all the details. I can't answer that.
I heard what he said on the internet. That's what he wrote on the internet.
I can't answer all that. You see what I'm saying?
That's what he wrote on
I don't know.
I'll try to call him later.
We both from North Carolina. I'll try to call him later and see what he said, but I don't know.
And I was just about to say, Tiny Book, you taking up for your North Carolina homeboy. That's all that is. You taking up.
We both from North Carolina. I can't say.
I'm from North Carolina. Hey.
Hold on. Let's take this call. Marcus, what's happening?
What's going on, family? Sorry, I'm late.
How you feeling, bro?
I'm good.
Ain't no problem. Better late than never.
Okay. We've been talking Wizards all day.
Are they in the conversation?
Well, I mean, you know,
because
the season just ended for them yesterday, man. So, you know, and I wanted to know if anybody else was as upset as I was over the way that the referees called the game at the different points where they chose to eat their whistle and blow their whistle. You know? I mean,
Marcus,
serious, man.
They ate the whistle, bro.
Man, they ate the whistle, dog. They ate them dogs, man.
Okay. It's kind of hard to tell because it's hard to talk about the refs because they be doing whatever they want, man. You know, sometimes they'll screw you in your own home, in your own building, man. Mm-hmm. They'll do you dirty. So it's hard to go on because it used to be when you went to somebody else's house, they did you dirty. They'll do you dirty in your own house now. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No argument here. And like I said, I really
watched a bunch of
West Coast games. I really haven't had a chance to watch them because they play too late. You know what I mean? And I got to get up in the morning. So, but these East Coast games, I see exactly what you talk about. I mean, you call a foul on one end because the guy was touched, and who sleeps? Who is that? Oh, my.
Who is that?
That sounds like Kirby, man. That Kirby?
Nah, that's 57.
That's 57?
But you see the same act committed on the other end of the court, and the refs call nothing. The refs don't say a thing about it. I saw Bill and Westbrook and, you know, Ish Smith even. I saw these players get more and more frustrated with the referees, not the other team, but the referees. So, you know, it was just like, wow, man. Are these refs going to make any calls?
But I see some games where they just let them play, you know. I see some games where they just let them, let them play and let them be a little bit more physical. But then I see the games where they just be real sensitive with that whistle, man. Or don't be sensitive to enough, you know. So, it's... it's hard to tell, man. It's almost like it matters how they woke up that morning, man, what they was going to do. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I believe that, you know. But it still doesn't take away from, you know, the way you feel as a fan watching. You know what I'm saying?
Just pissed, man.
Let me say this real quick. My coach is nothing. He's a headache. You know what I mean? My teammates aren't fulfilling at least half of what we were taught in practice, or we worked out together in practice. And now I found out I'm not just playing Philly, I'm playing the referees as well. I'm telling you, that's why Westbrook took the demeanor that he had at the end of the game. Because he felt like, damn, I mean, what's the use? Why even try?
Yeah.
Why even try, man? So, you know, it was terrible. It was terrible. Switch lanes real quick. Since we got my man Marcus here. Mark.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about this Mayweather exhibition or whatever they call it?
Well, see, because I'm a boxing fan through and through, you know, I understand that things like this bring more attention to the sport, makes it more exciting, more fun. But then it's all about money at the end of the day. Every fight is about money. It's about selling seats. It's about being entertaining, but it's about making money too. You know, that's the thing. So what has happened is we live in a society now that is all about social media, you know, and everything has changed and been geared around social media, even in the music and every industry is really about social media. If you find a way to make money off of that, you know, and get attention off of that, you have a gold mine. And what has happened is that people don't know different fighters. There's so many different fighters, but people are not following fighters the way they used to. They follow it on social media, you know. And when you have a guy like this dude Paul, right, it's easy. He has done the legwork already. So he has a face, he has a following, he's going to fill seats. People are going to pay to watch him win, lose, or draw. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about. It's about filling seats. And Mayweather is going to take an easy win off of making just getting that publicity. Mayweather, you know, I'm one of them people that I'm not really a Mayweather fan. You know, I think we've had this conversation. But I can't be upset with what Mayweather has brought to the sport and the fact that he's about making money. You know, he might can't read five lines out of Harry Potter book, but it don't matter. The boy is smart, real talk, he's gonna be a stuttering fool. But when it comes to making money and making good, conscious business decisions, the boy is very intelligent because he know he don't know. He go and hire the people that need to be hired. This is a smart move because it doesn't just make money, him making front money. He's bringing attention back to the sport. You see what I'm saying? Because he's in a promotional. People don't realize he make more money off just the promotion, not the actual fight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, can I just say one thing that you, like, elaborate on what you're saying about the promotion thing? Okay, you brought up that he can't read, right?
Yeah.
Now, just imagine, just hear me out for one second. Just imagine if he went back to, got somebody to help him, you know, to learn how to read and to promote reading, right? Do you know how many people and kids that can't read that will go back and try to learn how just because he did?
I agree. I totally agree.
Do you understand? Like, I think he could do that, too.
I totally agree. I really agree with you. But now we take the whole thing again, like making the person a better person. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Like
yeah,
how people
exactly.
are and see the truth
mean.
Of them. The truth of the matter, the boy's an asshole. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
I don't care how
yeah.
you slice it. He just is. You know what I'm saying? He don't. But then again, when you look at his lifestyle and how he was brought up and how
he got
spoon fed. Right, he don't really. He has real bad communication skills. He has real bad. He like one of them kids that was homeschooled, as opposed to you know his social skills ain't the same.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? His social skills not the same. So, how he think and how he operates, you know, is different. Like I really used to hate Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? But I don't hate him anymore. I had to let go of all that. I don't hate the dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I do under I decided to try to understand where he comes from and what he actually brings to the sport of boxing. What he's doing now is really smart. And but you got so many people hating on it. All attention is good attention when it comes to media. So it don't matter if talking bad about it or talking good about it. It's the fact that it's getting attention.
Getting attention. Yep. You're right.
You know,
good job.
Mm.
Yeah, good job. That's a good.
Yeah,
right.
I started out not really liking Mayweather as well, but when I looked at him for who he is as a complete person, you know, I understand how him not reading or being able to read affects him. But it doesn't affect me, you know what I mean? It's kind of like everybody's like, man, forget R. Kelly. I ain't going with R. Kelly. Man, R. Kelly, I like R. Kelly's music. And last I checked, his music hasn't changed, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not going to just I can't like
Stop
his
listening.
Music. You know
right.
what I mean?
You can not.
It's
the
not
person
like,
and, but not with them. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to support it.
Exactly.
You got to support him. I understand what you're saying.
And when I did that, Marcus, I also had a come to reality moment. You know, the dude is good at what he does. And people, you know, I started listening to the people, and it was like, you know. The dude is a winner, man. He hasn't lost. And even when you thought he was about to lose, he found a way to be the winner, to be announced. So, you know, say what you want. He can't read. Okay. He got a gang of money and the man is intelligent. So, you know, call it for what you want.
But you, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
See, no, you go ahead, Mike.
I want to speak to your example a little bit, bro, because there's a little bit difference in the example that you was talking about. Now you write about what R. Kelly brings to music, but it's different. Mm-hmm. He don't have to. So Mayweather don't have to better himself if he don't want to. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for me to. Like or dislikable people in general. But R. Kelly is a little bit different because he's actually a stain on our people, on society, on everything. You see what I'm saying? R. Kelly's a little bit
No.
different.
No,
on,
no,
say,
no.
Let me say,
no,
let
because
me
at the end
though.
Of the day.
Don't get off script, y'all. Don't get off script, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah,
I,
but
I,
let me
I,
say
I,
this.
I
at the end of the day, what R. Kelly did, that was between R. Kelly and the family and the young girls who were done wrong. That ain't got
That's
nothing
right.
to do with the rest of the world.
But
that don't
me,
have nothing
me,
to do with us.
But let me say my piece though, bro. Let me say my piece. Man, okay. Look, you say it don't have nothing to do with us. Music is one of the most influential things on the planet, right? He, the man. When you really think about it, I love R. Kelly, dog. Like 100%. The same with T.I. And I ain't gonna jump around on subject. I just want to just using these examples. The same. I love these people, but we as a people have to be careful about what we support, what we push. I ain't gonna put no money. Now I don't have to preach on the mountain. I ain't gonna put no money in these individuals' pockets who have the ability to take advantage of anybody. You're taking advantage of anyone. Take advantage, because that is the number one thing that we as a people are trying to fight against. So you can't be, you can't. We trying to get, we tired of being taken advantage of, but yet you're going to take advantage of someone else. And we talking about children, young ladies, you know what I mean? Or someone who doesn't have that ability. So when we talk about Mayweather not being able to read and Mayweather beating the hell out of his wife or his baby mom or something, now we talking about two different things. You see what I'm saying? I don't know.
And okay. that whole thing right there, again, that's a situation between a husband and a wife. That's a situation between a husband and a wife. Everybody,
yeah,
Ray Rice wrong. Ray Rice should have never put his hand on that woman. He was wrong. This is what Ray Rice had to deal with. An ignorant, belligerent woman who thought it was okay to put her hands on him. Yeah,
okay.
And what everybody is not realizing is that old adage.
Mm-hmm.
People always see who threw the second punch. People always see who threw the last punch.
I was saying I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you. I'm just talking about a pattern. Ray Rice isn't a good example because he don't have a history of abuse. He don't have a history of taking advantage. I'm talking about people that have a history, a rap sheet of taking advantage of people in certain areas, has a history of beating up on a girlfriend.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
It is a difference. You're right, Marcus. Yeah. It's a difference. And I understand what you're saying. It is a difference. It definitely is a difference.
But you know, I go to bat for people like young kids like Ray Rice,
the underdog,
and his young marriage. Yeah. And I go. That was an isolated incident. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anybody can lose their cool and make a mistake, especially 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But even if you make a mistake and you say, you acknowledge your mistake and you go try to get help for it, not every time we turn around, you done put your hands on your baby mama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I'm just saying, I got to take a different approach because I got daughters. You know what I'm saying? I got daughters.
Too.
I got sisters. I got moms.
I'm,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm a girl.
And all of my sisters, let me tell you, all of my sisters got mouth. Oh, they ain't finna take no teeth.
Too, but I got a little thing I keep on my hip for
just
taste seasons.
Trigger Tai Chi, I understand. Trigger Tai Chi. I get it.
Yeah,
you can run up on me if you want to. But you're going to limp back. Yeah.
You're going to limp all
back.
The way back.
Yeah.
Well,
but
my bad.
I want to give a shout out real quick. Is that okay, y'all?
Great.
I'm going to give a shout out to Antonio Cromartie. He's the newest head coach. He's the newest assistant coach for Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher. I just wanted to say that.
Well, that's good.
He got a new job. And then I didn't want to say it wasn't going to be no shout-out, but, you know, I don't know
if you guys
heard about J. Cole's nephew. somebody broke into his garage. They were sitting in the garage. Somebody broke into the garage and killed his nephew. They weren't armed. They weren't bothering anybody. Somebody just broke in. I guess they was going to rob the place. And they were there. So he got shot in his heart one time, and he died. So I just want to send, you know, a prayer to J. Cole and his family. You know, I hope they get through this prime time right now.
You know, death has no respect to person. Age and social status means nothing. And when it's your time, you know, it's your time. We send a prayer out. And we hope who doesn't do anything ignorant to get himself in this type of trouble, you know, because it's easy when you hope, it's easy for you to say, you know, I'm going to get my get back, and a whole lot of that. I want mine. Speaking of, you know, the on Tuesday's show, I talked about Naomi Osaka. And I received texts and emails, you know, that I needed to do a little more reading up on. The subject of what went down with her. And all I'm going to say is I'm not disrespectful or find humor in situations that are sickness.
Mental health.
To people.
Mental health.
You know, that's a sickness, mental health. But I do want to say this. I still feel the same. If you're that sick, and if you're not that, you can't perform all of the tasks that are in your contract, then withdraw altogether. Get the help that you need. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a chance to be seen by someone that can help you. You know what I mean? Don't make it a big issue. Don't make it a big issue. You won, and all the attention goes to the winners all the time anyway. So in winning, you had to have known that it was going to come round to you having to speak to the media. So all I'm saying is just, you know, I pray for her, and I hope that she finds the help that she needs. But at the same time, that is your job, sweetheart. That is your job. And
can I say,
you are obligated to do your job. Go ahead, Chase. Yeah.
No, I was saying the same thing you were saying, but I was saying if it was an issue and she knew she had mental issues with that, when I was saying what I said, I still believe in, at the time of the signing, she should have said, can we limit the times that I talk to the press, or because I suffer from anxiety or whatever her mental issue is. Nothing wrong with trying to say that in the beginning when you're trying to get your contract and all that stuff going. But once you sign the contract and you know that it's in there, then I'm a company. What am I supposed to think now? That you're not fulfilling the job. I mean,
exactly.
Or come to us directly and say that you have this issue. Don't go to social media. Now I don't have nothing to stand on. Like now, what you want me to do now? You know,
yeah.
Like you back the company into a corner.
Yeah, exactly. And the French Open
like
media.
You said,
Yeah, And the French opium media, that these people weren't in the wrong. These people were just trying to do their job.
Their job.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Yep. Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much. Miss T, go ahead and take us out, babe.
Well, you know, we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love and hug on anybody you see. Just give them their flowers while they're here. We're here Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5 and 7 p.m., 563-999-3782. Love somebody. Kale's Corner, baby.
Kale's Corner. Hey, look here. Miss C said it all, baby. We'll check y'all next Tuesday at 5 o'clock, man. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your sports.
That's what I That's why I'll always be waiting.